Chapter 11 Little Shop of Ponies. Each fall day in Bales seemed to be more beautiful than the last. The foliage painted itself into new patterns as green leaves turned to fiery reds and ripe yellows, making the jewel-toned hues of the book rooftops look even more vibrant. "Don't you just love this time of year?" Paperbuck remarked as he held the door of the cafe open for Twilight. "It's delightful," replied Twilight. Her voice carried a hint of sadness. As days passed with not much to show for her efforts, the princess was beginning to think she'd steered this mission in the wrong direction. Twilight tried not to think of the fast-approaching deadline of the autumnal equinox. They'd spent almost the entire time searching through shop after shop, scanning the shelves for the one golden book that held all the answers. Everything hinged on that special spell. The Shield of Wisdom could save the disappearing books here in Bales, as well as the ones infected back in Canterlot. Twilight didn't want to see any more books get ruined or knowledge go to waste. So Twilight and her new pals kept scouring day after day, sifting through the multitude of old books. They were careful not to read any of them, just in case the words might disappear again. Every time Twilight or Spike came across some new faces, the strangers would scurry behind a building or a bookshelf. Then they would peek out from behind it, carefully watching Twilight, Saddlestitch, Paperbuck, and Spike while they went about their business. No introductions and not even a single friendly hello. Maybe Paperbuck hadn't been exaggerating how shy every pony was after all.
"Good morning, Flyleaf. Hello there, Dewey," Twilight Sparkle chirped as she and Saddlestitch entered a bookshop called Relics of the Pasture. "Do you ponies have any potion-making books here?" Twilight asked. Even though she had no interest in potions at the moment, she was just trying to engage the shy ponies in anything. But the two shopkeeper mares said nothing in return. They just watched the princess curiously from their perch at the front desk.
"That's okay. I'll just take a peek myself."
Maybe she would try again later. Saddlestitch slumped.
"Oh, Twilight, I feel so awful that we finally have a customer and a new friend in town, and none of us can find the book she's looking for."
The unicorn trotted over to a section in the corner and leaned down, scanning the titles.
"It's not your fault," Twilight Sparkle replied. "But I do just want to find it so that I can help save Equestria's books."
"Don't worry. If Paperbuck says he's seen what you seek, it's here. Somewhere. He never forgets a book."
"He keeps saying that," Twilight sighed. "I just wish he remembered where he saw it. Where was that stallion anyway?"
Over in the corner of the shop, the golden spine of a book caught Twilight's eye. She dove toward it as if it were a glimmering treasure trapped in the temples of Tehuti. She held her breath as she gently inched the spine out with her magic.
"Ark! Another copy of Canterlot, a history? That's six now!" Twilight groaned. "Where is Primrose's protections?"
She plopped down next to a discount box on the floor and began sorting through it. It was going to be another long day. It really was too bad that her summoning charms had no effect here in Bales, probably due to that same magical barrier that stopped her from finding the town in the first place. Suddenly, a bell chimed. It was Spike bursting through the door of the shop. He rushed over, still out of breath and coughing. A little flame came out of his mouth, and he quickly stamped it out before anything caught fire.
"It's him!" Spike exclaimed. "He's had it all along! I just saw him with it! He looked all sneaky, like he was looking for a place to hide it."
"Slow down," Twilight said. Her head was spinning. "Who has what?"
Spike leaned in close, whispering so as not to let Flyleaf and Dewey in on his scandalous discovery.
"Paperbuck has a copy of Primrose's Protections and Prophecies!"
"Are you sure?"
Saddlestitch looked shocked.
"I don't think Paperbuck would do that." We'll just have to ask him. Twilight headed toward the door. Where did he go?
I saw him in the center of town, by the old library.
Spike pointed.
Hurry!
Twilight Sparkle felt her pulse quicken. The equinox was 2 days away. She didn't have time to think about the implications of Paperbuck's actions or why he had been hiding the book from her. All the princess knew was that she needed to find it and perform that spell before it was too late.